Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Beshow, hi.
Hey, my friend. I need you to play a request for a dear, dear buddy of mine. Let's go with, what about Look at That Ragtop by Jimmy Sharp and the Screaming Sharks?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get to that one tonight.
All right, what about Rumble at the Drive-In by Bobby Maynard and the Night Crabs?
No.
How about Souped Up and Ready to Roll by Tommy B and the Flagrant Street Rockers?
Nah, I don't think so.
All right, let's spin My Gal's Got the Beat by Poppin' the Pomades.
I don't know that one, no.
All right, how about Destination Inspiration Point by Ernie Wilson and the Whips? Gotta play that.
I'm not going to get to that one tonight, my friend.
All right, well, cue up Hot Dog in It by Danny Duncan and the Drag Strips.
I'm not going to cue that one up, no.
All right, well, how about Chain Fight Tonight by The Gorge? You got to play that one.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, I mean, you know, look, I really don't play requests. I do know, you know, The Gorge, Roland Gorchnik, was a caller on this show for a while. I'm a fan of his. So, I don't know if I'm actually a fan of him, considering he's done nothing but threaten my life repeatedly. But, everything you requested, are those all rockabilly songs? Everything you requested?
Oh man, I thought you at least knew about the good stuff, you know. Of course it's rockabilly. Is there any other kind of music?
Well, yeah, there actually is. There's plenty of other kinds of music. There's just so many other kinds of music. I don't even think that's a question.
Name one.
New Wave.
Never heard of it.
Never heard. Well, you groaned in disgust. But you also never heard of it.
But, well, it's got the word new in it. It's got the word new in it. How could I like it?
Okay. Well, what is your name?
My name is Chicky. Chicky Katona.
Chicky Katona? Wait, from Chicky,
right.
From Chicky Katona and the Tone Cats?
Yes, sirree. That's me. And of course, my bandmates, Snuffy, Hoot, Pee Wee, and Dutch.
Oh my God. Well, this is a little bit of, this is a little bit of rockabilly royalty, calling. Chicky and the Tone Cats are pretty much the kings of Newbridge rockabilly. And man, you guys have been a solid presence in town for 25 years. I mean, I would always see you guys driving around Newbridge in that vintage car.
Look, son, that's not just a vintage car. It's a genuine 1953 Muntz jet built by Earl Madman Muntz himself, who, by the way, also invented the 4-track tape player that would later become the 8-track player. Of course, I've never listened to an 8-track tape because they weren't on the market until 1964, which is, of course, the year the Beatles ruined all popular culture. So,
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, my Muntz jet had its engine swapped out back in the day for a blower.
What is a blower?
Well, it's a supercharged Studebaker engine. Yeah, it's fully blown. The blower puts out a lot of additional stress on the engine, which sometimes results in a failed thrust bearing. And, you know, of course, if your thrust bearing wears out, it's only a matter of time before you throw a rod and then you're pretty much screwed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, you know, it's super cool you know about us, son. You know, I know we're both from different worlds. You like new music like ABBA, The Sweet and Dinosaur Jr., and I like good music. But who says we can't connect as people, right?
Sure. Well, I mean, that's a highly patronizing, but okay.
Hey, you know what? I've been sending you our records for the last 25 years. Would it kill you to play something off our latest album, Make America Rockabilly, again?
Do you want to hear something? Your album's called what?
It's called Make America Rockabilly Again.
Uh-huh.
8 copies of it.
Wait, say it. I missed that. I don't want to miss what you just said.
I said I sent you 8 copies of
it. You sent me 8 copies of it. Okay. Yeah. I know I got a copy. 8 copies.
How could you lose 8 copies of something?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, look, I don't know. Maybe after later in the show, after we talk or whatever, I can maybe play something. I'm not sure. I'm really not. Again, like I said, I really don't do requests a whole lot, you know. But, you know, there is a thing, if you wouldn't mind answering something for me, like a bit of a burning question I've always had.
Oh, yeah, shoot.
It's like just going on like what I've seen over the years, you guys are like really committed to living, I guess, like a really like a pure rockabilly life. It's like you drive a vintage car, 50s car. You're wearing like the clothes are all vintage 50s clothes. There was that photo spread in the paper, the Newbridge Republican Times Herald Democrat, that showed you guys all decked out and you're wearing, you know, the way you're dressed, the furniture in your house, like you really are dedicated to it. And I guess what I want to know, I'm trying to think of the way to say this, is like, where do you draw the line with all of that? Like in terms of it's 2021 and it's like, I mean, I'm assuming you have like a computer and a cell phone.
Hey, that ain't rockabilly. No cell phones, no computers, none of that stuff. I'm talking to you right now on a 1954 Bakelite rotary dial.
Okay, you're talking to me on a old rotary phone.
That's right. Shoot, I felt like a sellout when I bought an electric typewriter. You heard of modern primitives, right?
What is that?
Modern primitives. Back like 20 years ago, these guys that didn't really deal with modern stuff that much. And I guess you could call me and the rest of the Tone Cats modern primabilies. Rolls off the tongue, don't it?
Modern primabilies. Yeah, it's very, very, very melodic.
Very, yes, yeah. You know, ever since I was a kid in the early 70s, I just knew modern life peaked in 1958, and I decided when I was 5 I would be a 50s man for life, and when I heard Bebop and Lula for the first time, I knew I was going to be rockabilly for life. And matter of fact, I made my dad get me a case of pomade and a tiny leather jacket for my 6th birthday.
So that's when you started using pomade?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
Matter of fact, me and the Tone Cats all took the Rockabilly Oath when the band formed.
The Rockabilly Oath, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't tell you the exact wording because it's as sacred a text as the Ten Commandments and the Kellogg-Briand Pact. But basically, the person taking the oath agrees to exist using only goods, services, and implements from the golden age of rockabilly, which is, of course, 53 to 59. And if he or she breaks the oath, they will be made to ingest the contents of an entire pomade can and have all their tattoos sanded off using dull vintage sandpaper. So it's quite a price to pay.
Wow, that is a real penalty. That's bad news.
As a matter of fact, I actually do surprise inspections of my bandmates' apartment frequently, and I'll tell you, I almost killed Pee-wee before that photo shoot when I found a Betamax machine in his closet and a Hardee's cup in his trash. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, that actually answers a question that are you guys aware even of, like, modern restaurants? And, like, do you eat in them?
Well, you know, I mean, I see them, but I don't pay them no mind. Like if I'm cruising down Pancake Boulevard and I see a P.F. Chang's or a Subway, sure, I'll acknowledge they exist, but I keep driving until I get to Mort's Diner, and then it's chow time.
Chow time. So Mort's Diner is where you would eat. And, like, what actually... Like, what does chow time consist of for you, food-wise?
The usuals, hot dogs, hamburgers, fried chicken. You know, pizza didn't arrive in Newbridge until Kermelino's Pies opened in 67, so that's off the table. French fries, onion ring, Salisbury steak, cheeseburgers, Coca-Cola, milkshakes, lemon meringue pie, and about 30 cigarettes.
My God. That's an extreme, extreme diet you got going there.
It is. You know, I'll tell you, I haven't had water in 20 years, and the time I did have it, it was by mistake.
How could you go without water for so long?
I drink soda, I drink milkshakes, and I thought that glass of water was actually moonshine.
Because moonshine, okay. I mean... All right. That's weird. Sorry, Chicky. You would have just started pouring a glass of moonshine down your throat. But if it was just a straight glass of water, that's too modern for you.
I was shocked. I was shocked by it. I was like, oh my God, what is this smooth liquid?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, settle a bet. The guys and I have a wager on what lettuce tastes like. What does it taste like?
What does lettuce taste like? Oh, that's considering everything you just listed, that there's the backbone of your diet, you're not going to like it.
If it tastes like real healthy or something?
Yeah, real healthy or something. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, no thanks, my pal. No thanks.
Yeah, well... It's real healthy. Hey, can I ask, do you and the other Tone Cats have jobs?
Well, you know, our life is Chicky Katona and the Tone Cats, but I wash dishes at the Route 562 Diner. Pee-wee washes dishes at Mickey's Bar and Grill. Snuffy washes dishes at Bob's Burger Barn. Dutch washes dishes at Donnie's Trolley Stop. And Hoot washes dishes at Pete's Pub.
Okay, so a lot of dishwashing going down. You know, well, I mean, look, and this is not meant to be any kind of judgment or anything, but it's like, you guys are what, you must be in your early 50s around there?
Yeah, that's right. You know, at this point, we do all look like the way older greaser guy who shows up for the big playground rumble with the socias and the outsiders. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, you're all dishwashers. It's like, and this again, not trying to be insulting. Do you ever think of like trying to pursue like think, you know, or think about getting, like a better job, something that's like not as hard on somebody in their 50s?
Hey, that ain't rockabilly.
Okay. Well, how about modern medicine then, for example, Chicky?
Well, you know, that's actually why I'm calling. This is sad news. Our roadie buddy just passed on and we're all real tore up about it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it COVID related?
Oh, God, no. No, we all been wearing masks since the get-go, and not those dumb surgeon masks. I'm talking about the old-time bandanas like Old West bank robbers used to wear. It's so cool. You can walk. Nowadays, it's 2021. You can walk into a bank with your bandana on your face, and nobody can say nothing. It's like a dream come true for guys like us.
To walk around wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, Buddy got an infection from wearing the same dungarees every day since the first day of the pandemic. And, sure, you know, it was nothing a shot of Rashganazon wouldn't take care of. But, you know, the makers of that, Kern Pharmaceuticals, didn't exist until 1982. So, you know, that took that off the table. Because, you know, mm-hmm. Buddy, he took the Rockabilly Oath, too.
Sure, sure. So that, of course, ruled out any sort of medicine that could have helped keep him alive.
That's right, yeah. And so the rash got worse and worse until it consumed him, and it made him look like the Blob, which was, of course, the titular character in Steve McQueen's best and pretty much only film.
Mm-hmm. So to you, that's his only film, The Blob.
I think he made two more films, one more in 58 and then one in 59.
Yeah, he made a whole lot more than that.
Not to me. Not for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure, sure. No, I understand they weren't for you, but they were made. That's the whole point of it. They were actually made.
Well, we could argue about that all night, but, you know, come on, pal. Have a heart. How about you play just one song for dear old Buddy? Like, I don't know, what about Burning Down the Hop by Poundy Crawford and the Mustangs?
No.
All right, what about Uh-Oh, My Baby's Got the Baby in Her by Donnie Donovan and the Donnybrooks?
No.
How about Hot Rod to Heaven by Smokey Bakula and the Switchblades?
No.
All right, you got to know this one. I Need a New Set of Tires by Prancin' Peter Hughes and the Pack Rats?
No.
You got that one. Okay. What about, or how about The Greaser's Ten Commandments by Rockin' Michelle and the Sherberts?
No.
Who Stole My Switchblade Comb by Chris Rebellino and Cigarettes? You got that one, right?
What's that one called again?
The song is called Who Stole My Switchblade Comb, and the artist, of course, is the one and only Chris Rebellino and the Cigarettes.
Critch Revellino and the Cigarettes?
That's right.
Yeah, I'm, no.
Okay, well, how about anything by the Suicide Daddies?
No.
The Rockin' Daddies?
No.
What about the Uncle Daddies?
The Uncle Daddies? No.
All right, the Deadbeat Daddies?
No. Chicky, now I gotta say I've pretty much had just about enough of this, and you know I gotta move. Wait, hold on a second. I'm just looking at my text here for a second. Hold on. Wait, hey Chicky.
Yeah.
Jason is telling me that you're calling from an iPhone.
An iPhone? What?
Yeah.
That ain't rockabilly. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
That's all messed up.
It ain't rockabilly. I don't care. Is that what you're calling from?
How dare you? What do you think I do? Set an example of what it means to be a rockabilly guy all day and then do spot inspections of my bandmates' apartments and then, what, come home, sit down, and go, hey, Alexa, play Skinny Jim by Eddie Cochran. Is that what you think it is? Oh, shit.
Okay. There we go. Chicky.